And a very good Saturday afternoon. We are so glad to have you joining us today. It is Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. We're going to talk about you getting healthy and staying that way, adding years to your life and keeping your life in balance. And we've got it on some pretty good authority on just how to do that. Joining us in the studio right now, Dr. Michelle McClanahan and Jennifer Hirsch, both affiliated with St. Vincent's Hospital. Thank you so much for joining us this weekend. Thanks so much for taking time out. How are you guys doing?
Very well.
We're glad you're with us. Well, for the next hour, we're going to do a little bit of a specific focus. We're going to talk about women's health, and we're going to talk about a specific part of women's health. In case you didn't know, it's National Birth Defects Prevention Month. And, you know, it is so important, especially when you're pregnant, if you're pregnant, you're a nursing mother, to stay healthy and to stay just aware of what's going on in the changes in your body. And the doctor and the nurse here are both available to help us with that and talk about that and learn more about what goes on in a woman's body when you are pregnant. And we're so glad to have you both with us, and we're so glad to have you out there listening as well. If you have a question, 340-1045, 340-1045, and give us a call, and we will do our best to get your questions on right here on News 104.5 WOKV. Doctor, I guess I wanted to begin with you. It is National Birth Defects Prevention Month, and as I was alluding to at the top of the show, it's really important to stay healthy when you are pregnant. Can you go into a little bit about just the dramatic changes that your body undergoes when you are pregnant?
Well, there's many changes that happen when a woman is pregnant. The blood volume is extensively elevated. There's multiple changes in the heart rate, the respiration rate, and of course, the weight. Mm-hmm. So ladies potentially gain a significant amount of weight during their pregnancy.
Sure.
During the course of the pregnancy, having some changes in the lifestyle is very beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
We typically like women to decrease their caffeine intake.
Mm-hmm.
Prenatal vitamins are essential, as it has been shown that the prenatal vitamins, the folic acid in that, at least 1 milligram of folic acid decreases the risk of neural tube defects.
Don't want that, yeah.
No, which are spinal defects in the baby.
Uh-huh.
It also has shown to decrease cardiac defects in the baby. So what's essential for us as physicians is to, when ladies are trying to conceive, is to make sure they are taking their prenatal vitamins at least 3 months prior to conception.
Uh-huh.
And with that, decrease the risk of things that about the only things that maybe we can, you know, decrease the risk of. There are some significant lifestyle changes that are very important.
Uh-huh.
We like to see ladies decreasing their caffeine, although we all love our Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
Caffeine is, you know, it has been associated with birth defects. I'm sorry, not so much birth defects, more miscarriage in the first trimester and small for gestational age babies, so they don't really grow appropriately. Although, in moderation, just like everything, is okay.
Mm.
But why take any chances?
Right, especially when you've got a little person inside you. And I want to talk more about that. And, you know, one thing I do want to talk about in the course of this hour is when I was born, I was delivered the natural way. But cesarean section, if I said that right, I hope I did, is I guess it's become standard. And I want to talk more about that in just a second. We're going to talk about that. But I want to bring in Nurse Jennifer Hirsch here. And, you know, when you do get pregnant, I understand that St. Vincent's Healthcare really is an amazing place to have a child and to go through the pregnancy process. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yes, we have a unique unit in a lot of ways. St. Vincent Southside uses the LDRP model, which is labor, delivery, recovery, postpartum,
mm-hmm.
which means pretty much we can do everything in the same room. So in a perfect world, you actually get to have your baby in the same room.
Wow.
And then stay with your baby in that room, and then you would get discharged from that room.
Really?
So that's pretty nice for everyone. They're nice big rooms, spacious, have windows. They're beautiful.
That's a big change, actually, from what I remember. I remember, you know, going to the little window and, you know, looking at your kid and stuff like that. Oh, that's my baby. That's gone now, huh?
We don't even have a holding nursery in our unit. because one of our big things that we do is rooming in with our babies. So one of our main goals is to help parents learn how to take care of their babies. So your baby actually, and as long as your baby's medically doing fine, stays in the room with you the entire time. And then that way your nurses can help you learn how to take care of your baby. So when you go home, you know, it's not a shock.
That's a good thing. Because you've just undergone a major life change, you know, nothing trivial.
Exactly. Yeah.
From what I understand, St. Vincent's Southside, actually, which is where you work, was named a baby-friendly hospital, and it's really only a few in the whole state of Florida to get that. And what does that mean? What does it mean to have a baby-friendly hospital? Because I thought all hospitals were baby-friendly, but maybe I was wrong. I don't know.
The baby-friendly recognition is an award given by the World Health Organization, and it's also from UNICEF. So the idea being that what we know is that babies are healthiest when they are breastfed from the beginning. So the baby-friendly designation is something that our hospital put in a tremendous amount of work. It involves the creating a policy which follows the 10 steps to successful breastfeeding. So our staff is trained in how to help mothers breastfeed. It's a lot of education. Anytime a pregnant woman comes through our door, we try and tell them about the benefits of breastfeeding. When they're in the hospital, we do our best to show them how to breastfeed. Even if they're separated from their baby, we're going to teach them how to pump and store their milk. But the big difference is that we try and really avoid giving babies pacifiers or bottles with nipples other than mom breastfeeding, because we know that moms are more successful breastfeeding when we don't interfere with the baby.
And I want to come back to why in just a moment, because I was a formula baby, and I want to talk a little bit about the benefits of breastfeeding versus bottle feeding. I guess I'm behind the curve. but we're going to talk about that. 340-1045, 340-1045. If you do have a question, here on Ask the Doctor, right here on News 104.5 WOKV. And Dr. Michelle McClanahan, wanted to bring you back in as promised. I wanted to talk a little bit about the changes that we've seen over the past 30 years in delivery. As I said, I was born the natural way. From what I understand, my sister-in-law, as a matter of fact, just had a little baby girl. And I understand that cesarean section now is really the standard accepted practice. Can you tell me a little bit about why?
Well, in general,
if I'm right, that is,
in general, it is nice, and ladies always like to have a natural birth, vaginal, the way it was meant to be. But over the course of time, we have realized that not every baby is meant to come out the normal way. So it can be, you know, a baby that's breached, per se, a placenta that's coming first. Those are indications for C-sections. And more we find that, especially in medical legal environment that we have now, that, you know, we don't want to take any risk at all. So the C-section rate has definitely risen over the course of time to a substantial rate. And there's not too many things that we can do to decrease that, because usually once a lady has a C-section, 9 times out of 10, she really is going to have another C-section, because the climate now in medicine is to not really offer a vaginal birth after having a cesarean. Although at St. Vincent's, due to some of the recent changes that we have, we are capable of allowing mothers to try, once they've had a C-section, to try for a vaginal birth. We have a OB hospitalist group that is in our facility now that's there 24/7, and they are available in light of any emergency, and are readily available to assist with an emergent delivery. And the issues with a vaginal birth after having a cesarean, we call it a VBAC, is the incision is likely to, in a very, very, very small percentage, open during the course of labor, and this causes distress to the mother and the baby, and have very, very serious detrimental effects. So immediate delivery is necessary for that. So a lot of us, we tend to, you know, discuss all the risks and benefits that are involved with having a vaginal birth after you've had a cesarean, but there's only certain criteria
Right.
That if you don't meet those criteria, then you're not really a decent candidate to have that done. But those are specific things that you would talk, you know, to your physician about, why you had your C-section the first time.
Sure.
And if it was something that's not a repeatable offense, mm-hmm. per se.
Sure.
A big, huge baby, you might not want to try for a vaginal birth if it didn't work the first time. But if it is somebody who is a good candidate, then those are things that we can talk about.
Well, the show is Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV. If you have a question, I want you to give write this number down, 340-1045, 340-1045. And we do have somebody on the line who'd like to ask a question. And we've got Amos on the line right now. Hello, Amos. How are you?
Fine.
Very good. We understand that you have a question about circumcision. Now, this
Do they still circumcise all male babies?
Do they still circumcise all male babies? Good question.
No, sir. They do not. It is really the some of the recent medical data has shown that it does not have a lot of medical benefits to have a circumcision. So it really is a preference for the family.
Why did they used to circumcise all male babies years ago?
I believe it was thought that it had some medical benefits. And in some small reports, it does seem to decrease the risk of some infections. Tribal cultures in Africa, mm-hmm. if they have, you know, circumcisions,
sure.
then they have a lower risk of HIV and other infections than cultures that don't circumcise. So there is some thought of that. And then some of it is just related on personal preference and cleanliness issues.
Amos, did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Ask the Doctor. We sure do appreciate that. And the number is 340-1045, 340-1045. We sure do appreciate Amos calling in. We do have another call, as a matter of fact, that we'd like to talk to Alfredo. He's on the line right now. And hi, Alfredo. We understand that you or your family was a patient at St. Vincent's for a time?
Yes, I can say this is like the most awesome hospital here in Jacksonville. We had two children there, all natural birth, but it came out of a very awful situation with a different hospital. I won't mention it.
Yeah.
But my wife, her first child was through a cesarean, and then we had two other children, natural birth. And just because we had to change OBGYNs, they were making her go through a cesarean again. Actually, when her water broke, we went to the hospital and got into a big argument with the doctor about not having a cesarean. I had to take her from the hospital, went to St. Vincent's, and we had our baby naturally there. Our last child, we just went straight to St. Vincent's. I can't even explain how great the people are there. Which brings me to a bit of an opinion about cesareans.
Well, Alfredo, before we do that, if I could, I'm going to ask you to hold through the break about that because we do actually have to take a short break here. It's Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. Alfredo, hang on the line. We'll talk with you about that. Our guests, Dr. Michelle McClanahan and Jennifer Hurst, both affiliated with St. Vincent's Healthcare. 340-1045, 340-1045. I'm Greg Neft, and this is Ask the Doctor on WOKV.
Jacksonville's morning news reporter, Annalise Delgado.
When I'm not covering news, you can catch me playing soccer on the South Side or St. John's, watching Netflix, and trying to annoy Julie Morgan. Want to know more about me? You can follow me on Twitter at OnAirAnnalise.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa.
That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Everybody's talking about the all-new Global Diamonds, the game-changing jewelry store that's now open at the Markets at Town Center. This is Jacksonville's direct diamond importer, with a staggering selection of exquisite diamonds straight from the diamond cutters, any size, any shape. Enough diamonds to supply up to 30 ordinary jewelry stores. Plus, this is the only store in Jacksonville owned by a major diamond wholesaler based overseas, with the connections and the buying power it takes to deliver the lowest prices and the best value, period. Bigger, better diamonds for less, guaranteed. But it's so much more than just lower prices. It's higher quality diamonds, world-famous designer engagement rings, a relaxed, no-pressure shopping experience, a no-nonsense diamond education, ironclad warranties, free service for life, and the list goes on and on. We've needed a store like this in Jacksonville for years. Now it's here. Global Diamonds, just named official jeweler of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now open at the Markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI.
All right, college football fans, been a disappointing season for everybody. Florida's really bad. FSU didn't win the title. Miami, yeah, they're so-so. Wouldn't you like to have a say in this year's recruiting class? Tell your school which guys you want to see come in. Maybe it's the number one guy. Maybe it's somebody local. Now you can. It's with ubooster.org. Go to ubooster.org right now and check it out. You can vote on the top guys you want to see your schools in and donate money to get them to actually come. It's 100% NCAA compliant, so no worries there. For restrictions and details, visit ubooster.org.
So you're looking for a washing machine in a big box store? Mistake. Don't do it. You can't get a Speed Queen washer there, and you want a Speed Queen washer. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin, your local appliance guy at Martin Appliance. You need a washer that actually washes the clothes. Speed Queen. You are sick of flimsy one-year warranties and deserve a three-year full warranty. Free. Speed Queen. You always hear they don't build them like they used to. Not true with Speed Queen. You are tired of throwaway machines that cost more to fix than replace and want one that is designed to last 25 years. Speed Queen. The reviews are stellar, the warranty is extensive, the construction is solid. On sale at Martin Appliance on Blanding Boulevard in Orange Park, 1 mile south of Kingsley, across from Academy Sports and Outdoors. Click martinappliance.com or call 213-9100. That's 213-9100.
What you see is what you get, Martin Appliance family.
I've been advertising with WOKV for the last 2-3 years. The results that I received from WOKV were tremendous. We can almost tell what days it's on the radio and what isn't, because those days the phone will ring. Hi, my name is Dr. Bruce Keneal from Jacksonville Dental Sleep Medicine. Now that I'm working with WOKV, thousands of listeners are hearing my message. Well, I definitely recommend WOKV.
For results like these, call General Sales Manager Bob DeBloy at 245-8732.
The best way to find out about a service or product is usually from your friends. Now, many of you have probably already found a carpet cleaner you like and have been using them for years. I have no doubt that they treat you great and go the extra mile for you. At Zero Res, we would like to offer you something different. Not only are we great guys and treat you with respect and go the extra mile, we have the highest rating for customer service in the nation. Now, these just aren't satisfied customers. These are raving fans of Zero Res, and they are probably your friends too, so just ask. Now that we've established we are great guys, Zero Res has more to offer. We are proven to clean better than anyone else. With our patented empowered water, we leave zero residue behind. This means your carpets dry faster, stay cleaner longer, and you have awesome technicians taking care of you. Call today, 287-5727. That's 287-5727. Mention this ad on the radio and get your carpet Zero Resified for only $43 a room. Call for terms and conditions. Zero Res, spelled backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A 7 of the WOKV weather meter. A mix of sun and clouds this afternoon. Temperatures in the lower 60s, but breezy with winds out of the west and northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with overnight lows in the upper 30s. Sunday, mostly sunny, high of the lower 60s. Monday, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of the lower 60s. From the CBS 47 Fox 30 First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Biedenball for News 1045 WOKV.
Welcome back to Ask the Doctor right here on News 1045 WOKV. I'm Greg Neft along with Dr. Michelle McClanahan and Jennifer Hirsch. She's a registered nurse in labor and delivery at St. Vincent's Southside. Ask the Doctor is is the name of the show, and we are so glad to have you with us this Saturday afternoon. 340-1045, 340-1045, if you do have a question. And we want to thank Alfredo for hanging on the line through that commercial break. And Alfredo, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. And you had a comment about cesarean section. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what's on your mind?
Well, it was more of a question, especially for first-time moms. Like, what rights would they hold to argue with a doctor about a cesarean? I mean, the argument can be made that it's a larger bill. You got to get an anesthesiologist there, and you know, cesarean's usually around $40,000-$60,000 extra on the bill for the hospital. What rights would a patient have to argue against a doctor's ultimate decision to, you know, open up and have the baby to a cesarean?
Doctor, what do you think?
Well, I think in days of old, it was the practice that if you had a C-section that you got paid more money to perform a more complicated procedure. The insurance companies and through ACOG, which is our American College of OBGYN, basically have set guidelines that the insurance companies in general pay us exactly the same for a C-section and a vaginal birth to take out that monetary gain as a potential reason to rush towards, you know, C-section. Sometimes, though, you know, patients don't always know best about whether they need a cesarean or not. But I think that the monetary issues aren't as much of an issue as they once were. As far as the anesthesiologist, quite a few ladies get epidurals in labor, myself included. So the anesthesiologist is involved in both deliveries, whether you have a cesarean, and actually they're involved a lot longer if the vaginal birth goes on for a day or so. So sometimes it really comes out to be about the same with the changes in beta strep and laws allowing us to keep the babies a little bit longer after birth. Both moms usually stay about the same time, which is about 48 hours after birth, whether they have a C-section or a vaginal birth. So it's expensive either way that you have a child. And I think some of the things have tried to even it out so that we're not pushed towards doing it for financial gain.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Alfredo. We sure do appreciate you listening to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. We have under a minute before we go up against Fox News. So, guys, I just wanted to talk with you a little bit about, you know, personally, it must be very rewarding, the career you're in, to just bring life into the earth. It must be a wonderful thing for you, Jennifer.
Yes. I actually work more with moms after they've had their babies now, and I get to work with moms pretty closely in their breastfeeding relationships. So I find that very rewarding, because once the baby's out and all the excitement comes down, you're stuck with the screaming baby who demands a lot. So I really love that St. Vincent's has the opportunity for moms to come back free of charge for breastfeeding help.
Great. That's awesome. We're going to talk more about that coming up. We're going to take your calls as well. We've got the phone lines lighting up here on Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV. Fox News at the bottom of the hour. I'm Greg Neff. This is News 104.5 WOKV. Stay with us.
Get up to speed quickly.
That's why we
tell you the three big things you need to know
every 15 minutes.
All day.
No matter when you listen.
Within 15 minutes.
You'll get the biggest stories
happening right now on News 104.5 WOKV.
Fox News Radio. I'm William Wu. U.S. intel officials are working closely with Japan to authenticate an online message said to be from ISIS on its two Japanese hostages.
There is a new video today with one of the Japanese hostages, Kenji Goto, holding up a photo that apparently shows the murder of Haruna Yukawa.
Fox's Molly Henneberg. There's condemnation but no confirmation from the Japanese government.
Japan's chief cabinet secretary spoke today about what the video appears to show, and he said, quote, "We strongly request that no harm be done to the remaining person, Kenji Goto." and that he be released immediately.
The terror group reportedly saying it wants to swap him for a prisoner. Police say two women were shot to death early this morning at a house party in Omaha, Nebraska, while police in New York are searching for a gunman who killed two women and a 7-year-old girl and critically wounded a 12-year-old very early today. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Jacksonville's only all-news in the morning. Rich Jones and Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9. News 104.5 WOKV.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission. Above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Hey, good morning, Tim. Welcome back to Chase.
Hey, Juan. Nice to see you.
Hey, Mrs. Davis.
At Chase, our bankers go the extra mile in getting to know you. Because the better we know our customers, the more they inspire us to provide great customer service.
Chef, good to see you.
Oh, hi, Sister Mary. I have your debit card.
Jamie, Miranda, how are the kids?
Coach, great win on Saturday. How can I help you today?
In 2014, J.D. Power ranked Chase Bank highest customer satisfaction with retail banking in Florida. And that doesn't stop at the branch. There's our online banking, user-friendly mobile apps, and our ongoing expansion in Florida, with nearly 400 branches and over 1,700 ATMs and counting.
Oh, and this must be Amanda. You're even cuter than your pictures.
At Chase, we're committed to making your banking experience even better so we can earn your trust and loyalty, so you can choose a bank where people come first. Stop in and say hi at your local Chase branch. Chase, so you can.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Enroll in Chase online and download the Chase mobile app. Message and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Grassroots Natural Market is Riverside's source for natural and organic foods. Grassroots Natural Market provides delicious lunch and smoothie selections, as well as healthy grocery products and every nutritional supplement you need for good health this year. Visit Grassroots Natural Market in Riverside.
WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A 7 on the WOKV weather meter. Today we'll see temperatures only in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Breezy conditions, 15 to 25 miles per hour out of the west and northwest, with a few peaks of sunshine and a few clouds. Tonight, mostly clear, cool, overnight lows in the upper 30s. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high temperature of 62. Monday, partly cloudy, breezy, and a high of 62. For the CBS 47 Fox 30 First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Beatenwald for News 104.5 WOKV.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
There's nothing to slow you down crossing over the Fuller Warren, leaving downtown on 95 southbound. From I-10 all the way down to the Beltway, it's going to take you less than 15 minutes. And heading out to the beaches on Butler Boulevard eastbound, it's a delay-free 14-minute ride from 95 out over the Intercoastal to A1A. You're also moving up to speed on both Beach and Atlantic Boulevard between the Beltway and A1A. In Orange Park, it's a normal drive this afternoon on both Blanding Boulevard and US 17, just south of the West Beltway. With Jacksonville's only Saturday traffic, I'm Sarah Jane.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program. For its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group. Jacksonville's only all news in the morning. Rich Jones and Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9.
How hot and stormy your new week will be. We'll update weather and traffic every 6 minutes, Monday starting at 5 on Jacksonville's Morning News.
Our Ask the Experts weekend continues with Ask the Doctor. Ask the Doctor. Brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. To ask a question, give us a call at 340-1045.
And friends, to your health, it's Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV. So glad to have you along this beautiful but blustery Saturday afternoon. We're talking about you getting healthy, and we're actually focusing our conversation this afternoon on a very specific topic. We're talking about birth defects, giving birth, the OBGYN services that St. Vincent's Healthcare does provide. And we've got it on pretty good authority with two folks joining me in the studio right now. I'm joined, as always, by Dr. Michelle McClanahan, who's a gynecologist, and registered nurse Jennifer Hirsch. Guys, thanks so much for taking time out of your week, and we sure do appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Greg.
Well, we're glad to have you aboard. And we actually have a lot of phone calls that we do want to get to. We're going to talk more about what St. Vincent's has to offer as the second half hour of Ask the Doctor rolls along. But we want to get to the phones right now. And Elizabeth, you've been waiting so patiently through the break. We certainly do appreciate that. Welcome to Ask the Doctor. And tell us what's on your mind. Elizabeth?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. My question is, after three miscarriages, you consider that be infertile, and then if you get pregnant, would the patient be a high risk?
Well, what do you think, doctor?
Is this a personal question?
It's you know, a family member.
A family member. Well, I'm very sorry for their losses. I think that once you have one miscarriage, it is very common. They would say 1 in 5 pregnancies end up in an early loss. It kind of depends on the timing of the miscarriage. You know, if it's in the first trimester or the second trimester, the age of the mom. There's a lot of things that factor into it. But once you've had three, you really have to start thinking of a very, you know, high risk and some underlying possibly chemical imbalance or bleeding disorder that has caused those things. In general, we try to work up a patient who has had multiple miscarriages with very simple testings. I usually draw a whole panel of blood work, which would be things like testing for lupus, which is an autoimmune disorder, thyroid disease, which is also another you know, things that we find from blood, and diabetes. Those are the very basic things that you would test for. More specific things would be things like protein S, protein C, and clotting disorders, as well as MTHFR, which are basically what we would call a thrombophilia workup. These are clotting factors that sometimes kind of attack the pregnancy early on, and we can counterbalance those things with things like baby aspirin, sometimes using progesterone. So for this particular family member, I would highly recommend that she has this panel of blood work done. If she smokes, obviously that's a huge risk factor for miscarriage, and it depends on the timing. Sometimes we'll use, you know, progesterone in treating the miscarriage issues. But just because you have three doesn't necessarily mean that subsequent pregnancies will end up the same. But the older the mom gets, the harder it is to maintain that pregnancy. And typically with first trimester specifically, most of them, about 87%, are related to chromosomal abnormalities, which are things that the mom really can't change. So she has to really push on things like, you know, folic acid, changing her diet, weight issues. And the only thing that we can really modify is smoking. That seems to be one of the highest risk factors for miscarriage. So if any of those things are part of her issues, then she would need to, you know, counterbalance that. But I would start with the blood work.
Elizabeth, thank you very much. Does that answer your question?
Yes, that did.
All right. Thank you so much for calling Ask the Doctor. We sure to appreciate it. Right here.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you on board. And, you know, you hit on something that I wanted to quickly touch on before we say hello to Tammy, Doctor. Smoking. We've heard a lot about e-cigarettes. They're not actual smoke. I know there's a lot of studies yet to be done on the overall effects, but what do you think about people who use e-cigarettes and are pregnant?
Well, in general, the best is to stop smoking. Mm-hmm. When you take on any other crutch, really something else that you're replacing it with, you really haven't chosen to quit smoking. Most of it is... I don't find that the patients actually quit with the e-cigarettes, personally.
Okay. Well, let's 340 is one. Let's do that again. 340-1045, 340-1045. If you'd like to ask the doctor, we do have a doctor and a nurse on call for the next 20 minutes or so. So please give us a call right here on News 104.5 WOKV. I'm Greg Neft, and we want to head to line three right now and say hello to Tammy. Tammy, we understand that you were a patient at St. Vincent's. Was that in the labor and delivery department?
Yeah, that's correct. And I just wanted to piggyback on the praise that I think it was
Alfredo, yes.
Alfredo, I'm sorry. I, too, had a situation where my doctor, I discovered kind of late in my visiting his office that one of his nurse practitioners said, oh, he doesn't do VBACs, and I had to go find another doctor, and I must say I found a wonderful doctor who works out of St. Vincent's, and he was just the great, you know, bedside manners that you could hope for, and an experienced mom, but I have to say I wanted to give St. Vincent's a lot of praise because you do have a wonderful staff and doctors. And as far as the cesarean practice, I found that having been also in another state, having delivered a child in another state and experience with a different hospital, I was told a lot of it had to do with the insurance coverage that the doctor has. So his coverage may possibly cost more if a doctor is trying to do VBACs. So there's also that concern that a doctor would have whether he goes ahead and tries to do a VBAC. And if you've ever read through a cesarean, the reports that are done to see what kind of cesarean you had, it's rather chilling to see what they cut through to get that baby out of you.
Yeah, and I'm squeamish. I don't like needles, so we don't want to get too graphic. But, Tammy, we sure do appreciate the nice words you had to say about St. Vincent's, and thank you very much for listening to Ask the Doctor.
Thank you.
Have a good Saturday. You know, Jennifer, I wanted to jump off of Tammy's point and bring it back to you as somebody who works in the family birthplace and somebody who sees a lot of labor and delivery. For someone coming in there for the very first time, it must be just mind-blowing because
yeah.
you don't know what's going on. You don't know really how to handle different things. And, you know, first-time mom, wow, you know, I mean, it's like, help, I need a manual, and there is no manual. But you guys right. really do help take care of that, don't you?
We do. And it's not just because I work there. I said earlier, I actually had my first two children at St. Vincent's Southside before I even started working there. And part of my really large desire to go work there was the care that I personally received mm-hmm. while I was there. I, too, had a vaginal birth after cesarean for my second and was treated very nicely. So I love that we're one of the hospitals in Jacksonville that's open to that. But mm-hmm. beyond that, I don't want to gush too much, but our nurses really are some of the most caring women that I have met, and they really do take the time to care for the patients and walk them through the things they need to, because yeah, you do get bombarded when you walk in the door.
Yeah, I guess you do. Well, when you find out that you're pregnant to begin with, I'd imagine that's when the bombardment
right.
actually begins. Would you agree with me there, Doc?
I definitely agree.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
And I definitely agree with the with her about the staffing. It's a big family, and a lot of these ladies, we've been working together for many, many years, and they do their best work and to try to take the best care of patients that they can.
340-1045, the show Ask the Doctor. I'm Greg Neft, and I'm joined today by Dr. Michelle McClanahan and Jennifer registered nurse in labor and delivery at St. Vincent's Southside. And, you know, Jennifer, I mentioned this earlier in our last half hour. I was a bottle baby.
Mm-hmm.
I was a formula baby, and I think I'm okay. I don't know. I've been on this earth now for 40 years. I don't know. But what are the benefits to breastfeeding? Why don't we walk through that?
I think what they've found, there's been few decades, there was a switch to formula feeding.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of seen what happens. And what I always say at the hospital is we're not scared of formula. We use it when we need to. We're grateful for it when we have to have it. But just biologically, our bodies are meant to process breast milk easier. So babies who are breastfed have less incidence of later obesity, later diabetes,
mm-hmm.
Even just early on ear infections, different childhood illnesses. Mom's breast milk actually really does protect them, has mm-hmm. antibodies and different factors in it to really help protect the baby from illness, which is so important right now during
yeah.
flu season.
Yeah.
Because it really does give the baby, even if they do get sick, they're getting that extra oomph to help
sure.
Protect them. So we know those things about breastfeeding. We also know that for mothers, it's better for them. The more they breastfeed, there's less incidence of some types of breast cancers. Mm. That mom is less likely to become diabetic. Mm-hmm. So again, I don't know. For me, it's always just been this is what our bodies are meant to do.
Sure.
And there are certainly instances, as I see with moms that I work with, where it doesn't always work perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're able to make it work, it's definitely going to benefit you and your baby.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to talk with you about is the reluctance of some people who might be not really interested in breastfeeding. They may say, no, I don't want to get into that for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you run into that.
We do. Mm-hmm.
What do you tell them? How do you say this is the best thing for your baby? How do you sell them? In other words,
I try hard not to sell people. I think that we work really hard to give people the benefits, and then if they decide it's not for them, we have formula that they can use for their baby. Because for different reasons, some women just really can't breastfeed, or they really have a strong aversion for other
uh-huh.
issues.
Yeah.
So at our hospital, we always like to add, too, that we are not going to discriminate against our mothers who are not choosing to breastfeed. It is really an education point.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're trying not to contribute to the mommy wars either.
Yeah. Well, we certainly don't want to do that.
Right.
You know, I would be interested, and I'm not sure that this is your areas of expertise, but I'd be interested to hear what you have to say about one particular subject, and that is the subject of vaccines. You know, we had what happened at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Disneyland in California, not here, California. Where are you guys? There's been so much talk about vaccinating your baby, and there's been so much talk about not vaccinating your baby. Where do you stand on that? I'd like to hear your thoughts on that, because it's been in the news.
Well, as a public health matter, vaccinations are to protect ourselves, but also to protect other people.
Mm-hmm.
So when we decide not to vaccinate our child, that child is at risk to have that that disease. And also, the more people that are unvaccinated, I think it becomes a health issue to other people. And you don't always know when you're going to be exposed to, like at Disney, you know, the measles and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the data, nobody has ever really formulated that they're directly related to, you know, problems. But, you know, in the community, you know, some people feel like that the vaccine is directly related to some neurological problems. Or
autism.
Things.
I've heard that argument, too.
And it's never really been proven that that's the case. Anytime you treat something, you're going to have some ill outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But you really have to look for the good of the whole community.
Sure.
Versus just one. But it is a rough decision, because if it's your child to make that decision, whether you want to expose them to those vaccines is a difficult choice. But I would have to lean more towards, I had my kids vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that doesn't make it right. But but for sure, every pregnant woman should get the influenza for the flu.
Yeah,
it is life-threatening illness in pregnancy. And it is very, very, very serious in pregnancy. So mm-hmm. every pregnant woman should be vaccinated for the flu.
Are there medications that you should stay away from when you're pregnant?
Alcohol.
Okay, so beer is out. All right, wine is out. Seriously now, that's something that you
yes.
really do need to be vigilant about, huh?
Yes. I mean, if you go online, almost anything now you can plug in, and it will tell you a pregnancy category. And the pregnancy categories are based on whether it's had animal testing done or it's been tested on humans. And now that we don't do human testing, almost all of the new medications are considered category C.
Hmm.
So antibiotics and things like that are usually category C.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's D and X, those are things that we do not want to deal with. Those are going to be more some of the seizure medications, anti-seizure medications would be the one that comes to mind.
Hmm.
Acne medicine sometimes
really? Hmm.
are very serious.
Like Noxzema, perhaps? Or?
Oh, no.
Okay. Just asking.
No. And valproic acid is the one that's a classic causing neural tube defects in moms.
Okay.
So there's specific specific medications, and usually in pregnancy, you will ask your physician, you know, which ones you think can take. Even skin creams, vaginal creams, anything that you use in your body can affect the pregnancy at some point.
What about the dads? Well, actually, we got a break. We're going to talk more about that in just a second. But I do want to ask you guys a little bit about more about medications and birth defects. After all, since it is National Birth Defects Prevention Month, we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. Along with Dr. Michelle McClanahan and Jennifer Hirsch, I'm Greg Neft. This is Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. Back after this.
Monday morning, so you don't miss a thing. Breaking news and the top stories all morning long.
We start at 5
on Jacksonville's Morning News.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
If you have a backyard, we can put a pool in it. All Seasons Pools, we can put a pool in it.
All Seasons Pools builds high-quality pools and stands behind every pool they build, just as they have for the past 34 years. At AllSeasonsPools.com, you can design and build your new pool. No matter the challenges of your backyard, All Seasons Pools can design the custom pool of your dreams. Call 877-410-POOL or go to AllSeasonsPools.com. The pool of your dreams is just a call or click away at All Seasons Pools. With over 30 years of experience building pools in Florida, All Seasons Pools has seen it all. They can make your backyard come alive with a gorgeous pool that your family will love for years to come. Call 877-410-POOL or go to AllSeasonsPools.com now. That's All Seasons Pools. To build your new pool. At All Seasons Pools, if you have a backyard, we can put a pool in it. All Seasons Pools.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. With today's technology, work from home and smartphones continue to become a staple for workers around the country. Employees today are more connected to their workplace, whether they want to be or not. Oftentimes, employers communicate with employees before or after scheduled working hours to perform work-related tasks such as reviewing documents, returning phone calls, or checking emails and devices. Many employers fail or refuse to pay their employees for this extra work incurred off the clock. Also, some employers are requiring employees to report to work early or to stay late to prepare reports, turn on and boot up computers, or have staff or client meetings that are off the clock and uncompensated. For answers to your overtime questions, visit ForThePeople.com or call 1-800-MORGAN-LAW. At Morgan & Morgan, we represent consumers. Morgan & Morgan, for the people. Offices, Jacksonville.
This is Charles Rollerson. I'm the president of Solgoff Properties. Solgoff Properties owns the Country Club of Orange Park and the Fleming Allen Golf Club in Clay County. When I first started discussing the potential loan with banks in town for a construction loan, I went to my representative, David Maravich, and wondered if they'd be interested in providing that type of loan. One-to-One was very interested in coming out and seeing the property and understanding our financial plan, and they were most interested in the details. And through that, when we started looking at the SBA option, One-to-One was fantastic in really handling that SBA process. It's difficult, and they did a fantastic job. So I have a great working relationship with One-to-One Financial. I would highly recommend One-to-One Financial. Being a entrepreneur like I am, it's hard to go out and find loans, and One-to-One was very easy to work with, not only in the purchase of Fleming Island, but also the construction loan at Orange Park Country Club.
One-to-One Financial Credit Union. Focus on you.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A
7 of the WOKV weather meter. A mix of sun and clouds this afternoon. Temperatures in the lower 60s, but breezy with winds out of the west and northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with overnight lows in the upper 30s. Sunday, mostly sunny, high of the lower 60s. Monday, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of the lower 60s. From the CBS 47 Fox 30 First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Biedenball for News 104.5 WOKV.
Avoid traffic delays with the News 104.5 app. Powered by Jack Cannonia Subaru of Orange Park.
It's a free download for all Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to our latest traffic report and check the live traffic map 24/7.
Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV. Greg Neft here, along with Dr. Michelle McClanahan and Jennifer Hirsch, both affiliated with St. Vincent's Healthcare. And Doctor, in our closing moments, I wanted to ask you a little bit about one particular medication you should definitely avoid while being pregnant, and that is antidepressants. Not the thing to take, right?
Well, in general, you can say that you cannot take them. Mm-hmm. Some ladies absolutely have to take their medications. So we have to weigh out the risk and benefits of discontinuing the medicines versus the actual risk of birth defects towards the baby. Mm-hmm. So it is not advisable for a lady to just immediately stop her medicines because she's pregnant. She mm-hmm. should advise her physician before doing that. Mm-hmm. But there are some antidepressants. One in called Paxil mm-hmm. has been linked directly towards birth defects as far as heart defects. So that is one that in the childbearing years we try to avoid putting moms on or potential right. moms on for that reason.
And they can cause birth defects. And right. one of the ways that we deal with birth defects, unfortunately, or fortunately, is to head to the neonatal intensive care unit. I'm sorry, a lot of words there. And Jennifer, that's one of the things that your department is. You have a NICU. That's
we
what
do.
It's called over at St. Vincent's. And I understand it's really something else, huh?
It is. We have a level 2 NICU at St. Vincent's Southside. And one of the unique things about our NICU is that it actually has private rooms for each baby. So this is different because in a traditional NICU, there's a big room full of the beds. There's no privacy for the parents. They get kicked out during the nursing shift change. Mm-hmm. But this way, moms actually get to stay with their babies, learn how to take care of them. Our NICU staffed with some amazing nurses and actually recently got two pretty big awards. They won a Beacon Award, which is an award given by the American Association of Critical Care Nurses, and that's for excellence in professional practice, patient care, and outcomes.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like if you indeed have to visit such a place like a NICU, and we certainly hope you don't,
yes.
then this would be the place to go. Guys, I want to thank you. It's been a very informative hour. It's really flown by, too. This is Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. I'm Greg Neff, back next week. Fox News is next.
WOKV-FM Atlantic Beach, WOKV Jacksonville.
Listen live everywhere you go.
With the News 104.5 app.
News 104.5 WOKV.
Has your vehicle lost that get up and go? Then get a jump start at Orange Park Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, west of Jacksonville on Blanding. Start the new year off with our highest trade allowance for any trade, even if it's up on blocks. Start saving now on brand new Rams at up to $11,000 off MSRP. 2015 Chrysler 200s from $19,995. 2015 Dodge Darts from $17,995. And now's the time to drive with Orange Park's fast, easy credit approvals. We can jump start your credit. Just head west and see for yourself. Get our